yet. Just a few quick points. Make sure you have your candles. Everybody got them? Kids, you got yours? Okay, everybody's got them? Good. It's the most important part. Are we ready? Then let us rise if we're able and sing our first hymn, the first two verses of the first Noel. Brothers and sisters, children of God, welcome. Welcome on this Christmas Eve, and welcome as we celebrate the birth of the King of Kings. Brothers and sisters, may we share Christ's peace briefly with those around us. Let us pray. You may be seated for a second. Gracious God, we thank you. On this Christmas Eve, we are mindful of the great gift that you gave us. Help us to celebrate, help us to remember, and may we bring the peace, the hope, the love, and joy of Advent into the Christmas season and all of the days hereafter. Amen. Let us rise and continue singing. You may be seated. Brothers and sisters, hear our first lesson of tonight from Isaiah 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continuously, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Brothers and sisters, you may remain seated as we sing together, O come, Emmanuel, the first two verses. Our second lesson tonight comes from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, on Pew Bible, page 555. Hear God's word. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall lie down with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand over the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Brothers and sisters, let us finish singing, O Come, Emmanuel. Our third lesson comes from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, on Pew Bible page 826. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Brothers and sisters, let us rise if we're able and sing together, "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear."
Angels bending near the earth to touch them.
And now, brothers and sisters, let us hear of the birth of our Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Let me at this time invite all of our younger members forward for their message. So come on, all you little ones, come on. Come on. Come on, grab seats, grab seats. No, you are not, you are never too old for this. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Grab your seats, grab your seats, grab your seats. Come on. We're not in a hurry. Except you guys are probably in a big hurry to get home and get to sleep, because the sooner you go to sleep, the sooner what happens? Santa. Now, all I have to say is the one thing. Make sure... Guys, can we scoot in? Let Dakota in? Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Scoot, scoot, scoot.
I just don't want to be older.
Oh, I understand. So, how are all of you? Are you anxious? Are you nervous?
Excited.
You're excited?
I'm excited.
Excited?
I'm excited.
You have a plan to see Santa? You know what? I'll tell you a quick story. When I was about 7 years old, I decided I was going to find it. I was going to watch Santa. And you know what? I got up and I went downstairs and Santa hadn't come yet. So I went back up and I laid there and I watched my clock and I watched the digital numbers change and change and change and change. And an hour later, you know what I did? I went back downstairs and you know what happened? I didn't see Santa. He hadn't come yet. So I sat there watching my clock for an entire night, every hour, until about 3 o'clock. I couldn't check the clock anymore. I was so tired. And you know what? I woke up at about 6 o'clock and he had come in that 3 hour window. So do you think Santa was paying attention?
Yeah,
I think Santa was watching me. So make sure you get a good night's sleep tonight, because it's going to be a very exciting night tomorrow, right? Because Santa, you know what? Why would you catch him?
Because no one's ever seen him before.
Oh, but to get all his presents, but then all the other kids couldn't have presents, right? So,
why I just want to ask Santa a question.
You got a question for Santa? Did you write him a letter? He didn't write back?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it takes time to get mail from the North Pole.
My Christmas wish is for my reindeer Jingle to have a friend.
Oh.
Santa gave me a junior reindeer last year.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. So, do you guys ever, how many of you have a different name you go by than the one when you were born?
I have like 30.
Well, you have two you're working on. Lily, what do you go by?
Actual name?
Well, what is, so Lily is what you go by. What is your birth name?
Lillian.
Lillian. Barbara goes by Barbara. What do you go by? Elise goes by Ellie.
Vivi is
Vivian. Nat goes, what's your full name? Oh, wow. So I have some ornaments for your trees. Be careful putting them up. Everybody is going to get one. And they all have different names for Jesus. Now, we're going to have those. And then what do I always give you kids? I always give you a little something sweet because tonight is probably the sweetest night of the year. But I have a favor because Christmas is all about traditions. And one of the coolest traditions I always experienced was you don't put baby Jesus in the manger until when? Why? I can't top that answer. So, Hattie, since your brother is not here, will you lead my young friends into the back and place baby Jesus in the manger? Everybody, can you follow Hattie? Hattie's going to lead us.
I wanted to hold it.
I'll tell you what. Remind me next year. Go.
Yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, follow, follow.
I'm in a hallway.
Now, did we lose anybody?
Not yet.
Okay. Well. Okay. All right. Once everybody's back up here, I'll ask Vivi, to hand out the ornaments. Make sure everybody gets one.
Me and my brother are both.
Okay, here's the deal. If siblings each want one, siblings each can have one. All right? So, Nat, you and your brother can have one. Vita, you and your sister can have one. Dakota, you can even grab one for your little brother. And you can grab one for your cousins.
Can I grab one?
Would you like to pass out a chocolate to everybody? I'll get on unpacking.
But my brother has one.
Now. Oh, well, you can grab one for him. Yeah. You know what? Can you pass out my chocolate to the back row?
Hey, I'm passing out the chocolate.
I got you some help.
But I want to do it.
All right, once you have your ornament and your chocolate, can you head back to your family? And remember, eat them when your parents say you can eat them. When your parents say you can eat them. Tomorrow.
No.
This parent says tomorrow.
We'll just go to our next parent.
I got more.
Hey.
It's okay. All right. Actually, Hattie. For your brothers.
We need one more.
Nat, did you get one? Okay, Vivian's got them. Okay, you save one for you? Perfect. Well, I've got more. There's one for you. Did you get an ornament for your brother?
Can I keep the tray?
You may.
Can I take a tray?
Yes. Go ahead. Go. Of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, kids, remember, eat them when your parents say you can. As Liam and Barb both eat theirs in the pew. Then Russ and Dino, at this time, let me invite you forward so that we can return to God from the many blessings that we have received. Let us pray. Wondrous Lord, we thank you for the gifts you give us, for the ways you sustain us and care for us, but most of all, for the gift that you gave us all those many years ago when you brought your Son into this world. Gracious God, continue to bless us and watch over us and keep us. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
The season for watching and waiting is over. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. This is the light of the world, and the darkness cannot extinguish it. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. That's from Psalm 96, 1 through 3. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of people, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all earth. Psalm 96, 7 to 9. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Psalm 96, 10a, 11a, 13b. The season for watching and waiting is over. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. This is the light of the world, and the darkness cannot extinguish it. Oh, sing the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all people. Psalm 96, 1 through 3. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you. We thank you for this night, for this gathering, for this chance to praise you. Gracious God, hear our celebrations and our joy tonight and tomorrow as we break forth into Christmas Day. Help us to remember the message of Christ, your Son, to love you and love our neighbor. Hear our words tonight, our praises, and our love for you. In your name we pray. Amen. Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year to you too. I hope that everyone is ready. Are you?
Yes.
Nobody's going to have to run out right after worship and pick up these last few moment things. Now, I did see an ad just the other night that said that I can even order something on Amazon the night of Christmas and it'll be there the next day. Now, I'm not buying it, but it's nice to think about that. And it's nice to think about how things have kind of moved on from when I was 10 years old. And on Christmas Day, I had to ask Dad if he had gone out and picked up the AA batteries. And he paused and said, yeah. They were sitting on his desk in his office. At least that's what he told us. Far as I know, they were sitting in this aisle at Meijer. Now, certain things change as we progress through Christmas. Some things change and shift. The pressures and pushes of certain things happen. And the reality is, things happen during this season of the year. I remember earlier this year that Barb informed me that, well, the Christmas tree still needed to be decorated. Not the regular tree, but what we call the kids' tree that has all the kids' ornaments and things. Now, I didn't point out that I didn't wake her up on Thanksgiving day after morning playing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer at a decibel level that would have shaken everyone within a 1 mile radius out of bed. But her grandmother did that to me And so I had to understand and tell her that traditions and what is normal on Christmas sometimes changes. And what happens as Christmas changes is that things shift in the world and in life. Sometimes for the better, and sometimes for the worse, and sometimes they just change. Traditions are great. They're how we celebrate tonight, tomorrow, any holiday, right? But the challenge for us is to remember what is most important on those days. On the one hand, I don't decorate my mom's house anymore with Christmas lights that would have made Clark Griswold jealous. And the neighbors all thanked me greatly when I moved away. The fact of the matter is, things change. Think about it. This isn't the original Hurley Reformed building. It used to be further down the road back in the 1830s. Things change. Imagine that first Christmas when people sat there and wondered, well, I don't know how I feel about this sanctuary back in 1850. The fact of the matter is, things change, and sometimes they change for the better. Think about it. We were talking about luminaria down Main Street. Well, some years they look great, like this year. 2 years ago, they looked great flying through the air off the bridge as they burned the whole time. Things shift and change. And the reality is, it's not about the things that happen. It's about who we celebrate with. It's about the family that we share the holiday with. But most of all, it's about whose birthday, whose life entering this world we celebrate. And that is the part that no matter what changes around us, no matter what the shifting and moving sands of the world are for us, it's always going to be Christ on Christmas. The fact of the matter is, some of us don't deal with change well. I remember coming back from Thanksgiving and looking at the new light pole out front. And I want to tell you, I was a big person, and I thought, oh, great, there's a new light pole and all that. But I wasn't, and I was a little annoyed. And thanks to Dennis Croswell for putting in the ticket that changed how that light, and yes, it was a light, and it was facing the front door of the sanctuary and not the steeple. And I realize it's small. But change can be small, and it can be upsetting. It can be wondrous and wonderful, but it's still change. And change is what we make of it. Change is what is. And so as we think about the changes that might be in our lives and in our world right now, I want you to think about this. Think about the changes that Mary and Joseph's world had in it. As they set off from Galilee, all the way to Bethlehem. Now, can you imagine mothers being pregnant and having to travel all that way? Dads, uncles, grandfathers, can you imagine going all that way? If you can't, I'm sure you'll get set straight on the ride home. The fact of the matter is, their world and their lives have just changed. It's changed. Suddenly, they're going from a couple that are engaged to a couple that are welcoming a child. And suddenly, their world is rocked and shaken. And yet, they meet that moment with joy and celebration. And so let me invite you, that with all the changes and turmoil that might be around, both good and bad, to meet those with the grace, with the peace of Mary and Joseph. And remember, as we celebrate, whatever changes have happened, remember, one thing is always constant, and that is whose birthday it is. Amen. Let us join our hearts together as we sing Away in the Manger. You may remain seated. Our fifth lesson continues our story in Luke's gospel. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed and with the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Brothers and sisters, let us rise if we're able and sing together, "O Come, All Ye Faithful."
Oh, come, 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 oh
Our sixth lesson tonight is from Matthew. Hear the word of the Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of the Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is a shepherd, my people, Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." Brothers and sisters, let us sing together, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." You may be seated. One thing, remember as we pass the Christ, the light of Christ, those who are receiving, turn your candle. If you're giving, don't tip your candle because you'll put wax on whoever's next to you. And be mindful of your candles. You don't want to pull what my son pulled one year and set his great-grandfather on fire. So, let us hear the gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all who might believe in him. He himself was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, who gave power to become children of God, who were born not of flesh or blood, but of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." And now let us begin singing as we prepare to welcome Christmas.
Thank you.
And now let us blow out our candles and rise in the light as we sing together Joy to the World. One last time, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
May you go forth with the joy of Christmas, go forth with the joy of tonight and tomorrow, and remember, wherever you are in God's wide world, whatever happens to you, be it good or ill, one thing will always ring true, that Jesus is Lord. May you go in grace and peace to love and serve him. Amen.